Welcome to the program. The corporate watchdog has put Google and Facebook on notice, saying they have too much market power. The ACCC says a crackdown on the tech giants is needed to address concerns about the use of customers' data and the impact of the platforms on journalism. One preliminary recommendation would force both to regularly hand over information and documents to a regulatory authority. Caroline Winter reports.
When it comes to living digital lives, Australians are champions. Every month, 19 million of us use Google and 17 million use Facebook. But with that extensive connectivity comes major concerns. Rod Sims is the chairman of the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission.
We're formed the view that digital platforms have got market power. We've formed the view, in addition, that they have significantly disrupted media and journalism and their business models.
After a year-long inquiry, the competition watchdog is calling for the increased scrutiny of Facebook and Google. The ACCC has made 11 preliminary recommendations to improve oversight of the tech giants and prevent them from engaging in potentially discriminatory conduct. Chief among them, that a regulatory authority be tasked with investigating, monitoring and reporting on how large digital platforms rank and display adverts and news content. Rod Sims again.
For a regulator to look at the algorithms, both the inputs and the outputs, see whether there are any biases to suiting the platform's own businesses, see how they're ranking news content and so forth.
The ACCC's preliminary report found the digital platforms are now the unavoidable partners of news organisations, having a major impact on journalism. And Rod Sims says they have the incentive and opportunity to favour their own business interests through their market power and presence across multiple markets.
When you think about the business Google and Facebook are in, they can go into a lot of parallel, some call it vertical type businesses, and could quickly dominate if they wanted to use their position to do that and knock a lot of other existing players out. We need to make sure that we've got full transparency about what is going on, because otherwise it's hard to know.
Rod Sims says 5 investigations are underway into misuse of market power by digital players as a result of the inquiry, but he didn't elaborate further. The report also recommends the strengthening of merger laws, changes to the Privacy Act to give consumers greater control over privacy and the collection of personal information, and measures requiring people to opt in to share personal information. Lauren Solomon, CEO of the Consumer Policy Research Centre, says it shows it's time to bring Australia's consumer protection and framework into the digital age.
Our research showed really some quite concerning findings. So 94% of the consumers we surveyed didn't read all of the privacy policies that applied to them in the last year. And I mean, that's not really that surprising. They're quite lengthy and complex. And a lot of people who did accept the privacy policy did so because it was the only way for them to access the service. So there's that real take it or leave it kind of bargaining position in a lot of cases where consumers don't actually have a lot of options about what happens. So for us, that was a quite big concern. I guess the other thing that we've been looking into as well is the ability for consumers to opt out of certain types of data collection, and that's certainly an area of interest for us in terms of the ACCC's findings, that they would be looking specifically around the opt-out practices of certain data companies, but also, I guess, the extent to which consumers even know they exist. Often they're buried right down in websites or in other mechanisms that they can use, but they're very, very difficult to locate.
Do you think that what's being considered here by the ACCC goes far enough?
Look, I think it's a really welcome debate that we're opening up here. So for us, in terms of some of the findings, we're really pleased to see a genuine recognition that you don't get effective competition without consumers being able to make an informed choice. And that balance between competition and consumer choice and privacy really needs to be balanced very carefully. And so I think there's a lot more to come for us to get this right. We're really welcoming, I guess, some of the early findings that we're seeing in this report. And we really now think it's time to look at this from a whole-of-government approach, and certainly something we've been saying over the last year.
In a statement, a Google spokesperson said the preliminary report examines important topics in relation to Australia's changing media and advertising industry, and we welcome the opportunity to contribute to the ACCC inquiry. As we put forward in our submission, we develop innovative products to the benefit of consumers, businesses and the economy, and we work closely with advertisers and publishers across Australia. The ACCC's final report is due in June.
Caroline Winter with that report.